I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. It is open line Thursday. You want to chime in at 800-636-1067. Drabby just sent us this story about a league for 16 to 18-year-olds, hoops, where they'd be paid $100,000 minimum salary. They get health benefits. Equity stake, I guess the company is Overtime. They're launching Overtime Elite. I just don't know if these leagues are going to fly. I mean, how many people watch the G League? I know the G League. Do you know who the president of the G League is, by the way?
Hold on. Can I have a hint?
I think
former player?
Played in the NBA for many, many years.
Okay.
I want to say he was the second pick in the draft by his original team.
All right.
And I think he's one of those guys who played over a decade and maybe never even made the playoffs. I'd have to check on that, but I know for a long period of time he didn't.
He was a good player though, right?
Very good player.
It's not really helping me connect the dots.
What college?
Oh, I should know this, but I don't. I feel like it was in California, but hold on. Let me just check. I'd be totally wrong.
Come on, you don't know the guy's college?
No, I don't.
Second pick in
Sorry.
The draft.
He played college
Was it Raheem?
Yeah, he played college ball at Cal.
Oh, Sharif Abdul-Rahim.
He was the third pick in the draft. He's the president.
Didn't he change
his
name or something? Why do I feel like he changed his name? No?
I don't think so. I think he's always been Sharif Abdul-Rahim.
No, he was a baller.
He was a really good player, just stuck on really lousy teams. I mean, he's drafted by the Grizzlies, correct?
Yep.
So long ago, it was Vancouver Grizzlies.
Played with Vancouver, the Hawks, the Blazers, and the Kings.
Yep.
Right.
Anyway, my point about it, this is it's interesting, and I think they're proposing that if the players play in this league and then they don't make it to the professional ranks, they'll pay for them to go to college, thereafter.
It's a sick
so deal. They're able to go to high school and play in the league?
Yeah, so
so can they play for their high school teams too?
I don't think so. They're going to have academic classes and everything. It's basically a professional league for youngsters and developing them, and it's run by.
It's called going to IMG.
Yeah. I'm sure that it's going to be rigorous academics.
It's one big IMG. Yeah,
basically. Well, they have, I don't know, six teams or something, and the 30 best players in the country all go there.
I mean, if all of the players do that, maybe. But I just believe you have to garner some interest. And the G League is, supported, I guess, by the NBA. It's kind of a farm system. And with Sharif Abdul-Rahim, I think they now have, they have some players that opted not to go to college.
Yeah.
That are playing in the G League right now that are making, I think, $500,000 or $600,000 in salary. But those are for the true studs.
Those are kids that will be drafted in the top 10.
Correct.
I mean, this could be a decent farm system, but are you asking, are a bunch of people going to go to these games once, people are allowed back in arenas? I don't see it. I don't see it, I mean, maybe they play smaller venues and,
I don't think they're trying to compete
profitable
with any big league. I think what it would be somewhat of a farm system, an opportunity for these kids, and then they would just sell sponsorships. They'd probably get on some channel, some pay-per-view channel.
Right. Drab would pay $19.99 a month to stream it.
Well,
in line.
I think you guys sleep on Overtime. It's a pretty big sports network for younger people, and it's.
Started, I do sleep on it.
Well, you wouldn't sleep on the people who started it. They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And Kevin.
Well, that's
Garnett
what I'm saying. So it would be on Overtime Elite. I've never even heard of that.
Well, Overtime is a digital sports network.
Right.
Their whole brand is building up young high school players and making them famous.
So then if you get all of the Jalen Green. So Jalen Green was the big name, the big splash that went to the G League, right? And he's making over $500,000
in Kuminga,
the G League.
Too.
He's probably going to be a top five, top ten pick in the NBA draft this year. If you get all of those guys, is there enough interest for people to watch them? I don't know. We've been programmed for years just to watch college hoops.
Yeah.
I don't think they would get a big audience. No, but it doesn't mean it wouldn't be successful.
They're not going to get me, but they're going to get some people. But I'm not sure it's going to be worth it.
Well, they might if they have the next Zion, right? So, like, the next high school kid that's supposed to get that kind of hype, then you might tune. They need a couple guys like that they're really trying to get some big numbers.
But, I mean, these two kids from the G League who are supposed to be top five picks, one of them might be the number one pick. I've never seen play, so I have no idea how good or bad these guys are. I'm sure they're good, but I'm a college basketball guy, always have been, always will be. I'd much rather watch.
Well, this is kind of the alternative to kids who feel like they should be making money instead of playing in college.
Yeah,
and
I get
going
it.
To class, and you know, you can understand it.
Look, they're going to get
if they had
offer
big name guys,
to kids,
I would check it out.
They're going to get some kids.
Here's how it would make it more interesting too is that they do like documentary stuff, like make it like Chicago Prep Hoops. Remember when we watched that series on Fox Sports Network like 20 years ago, like. Show these kids off the court, get to know them, behind the scenes deal. I'm sure they have plenty of programming to fill. That'd make it
compelling.
Have
you guys seen the clips for Last Chance U Hoops version?
I've only seen an ad.
I think you're going to be into it. If you've seen the trailer, we've all talked about Last Chance U, the football version.
Yep.
The basketball version, I just know this. That coach, in the 2-minute clip that I saw, that coach gets in your face.
Yeah. That seems to be a key ingredient to that show.
What team are they focusing on?
It's a team in California.
Okay.
Let me guess. It's a JUCO with a bunch of wayward cast-offs.
Isn't that the definition of all JUCOs?
That's got to be what it is, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll watch it.
I'll
tune in, no doubt.
I'm always amazed by the coach Jason Brown from Last Chance U. Mm-hmm. The big, boisterous
From Independence Community College.
From Independence in Kansas or whatever. Yeah. And I somehow follow him on social media, on Twitter.
I mean somehow. You clicked on it somehow. Like it just
I know, but I can't remember why I ever would. But, because I thought he was a horrible role model. But he, like everybody else, he's got a podcast. He's got a book. He does book signings all over the place. He does these, like, speaking engagements in front of like high school kids all over the country. The guy's parlayed that into a freaking career.
He's a hustler.
Yeah.
I mean, he saw that with him while he was coaching. He always had a hustle going.
He doesn't even coach anymore.
Yeah.
Do any of those guys, though, ever pan out?
A couple of those guys are in the NFL. Yeah. From last year,
too. A few. Not a ton of them, but
not
a few.
Not a ton, but a few.
Out.
And a lot of those guys got big deals, like Tennessee or some big schools.
I think one of them plays like defensive line for the Raiders, maybe. I can't remember
his name.
I know
one of them was trying to make the Raiders. I'm not sure if he did,
maybe he did. I don't know. I think that always jumped out when I watched it, and I was not a consistent viewer of Last Chance U, is just how god-awful the education is in those schools.
Oh, yeah, it's so bad.
And how bad like, it
is. God-awful everything was.
Like the
facilities are terrible.
Right, but the education is almost like elementary school level these kids are
but
doing.
But, like, the stadium is actually half decent, but, like, the dressing rooms are god-awful. They probably have leaks, and they're rat-infested. The classrooms look like they're out of, like, 1950s Russia.
It
just looks so Spartan and like no money's being spent.
The worst accommodations ever.
Right.
The exact opposite of IMG.
Then they show you the broken down Main Street in the tiny town that it's located in.
Yeah.
And the people hanging out at the barbershop or the diner.
Yes.
It just looks like the most depressing place on the planet.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't even want to stop for gas in that town, let alone live there or go to school there, God forbid.
Right.
Hey, it is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first
time. I'm all
about it. And installed by experts last, Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. One of the stories that broke yesterday locally was that the Washington football team cheerleaders, it's moving to a co-ed team. Does it bother you at all?
Why would that bother me? Why would that affect my
question?
Life?
What's was that a serious
are
question?
Are you doing a bit?
Short of the scandal,
is this a bit?
Never come into my like being. Like nobody even pays attention, in my opinion, to that to the cheerleaders or anything like that. I mean,
if I ever went to an NFL football game ever again, if you gave me a list of 100 things that were important to me at that game, the cheerleading / dance team would not make the top 100.
Right.
It wouldn't even come.
Don't mean to be insulting
but I understand some people go, like, they want to go for that game day experience, and they're into basically everything outside of what's happening on the field. And if you want to go to an NFL game for that, fine. But, I mean, I could think of 100 other things that I'd rather have taken care of in an NFL stadium.
This is what Washington
part
fans
of my game
care
day
about.
Experience.
They don't care about the cheerleaders and the co-ed dance. They care about who are they drafting at 19.
Right.
And before that, who are they signing a quarterback?
And
that's
if I'm heading to
about.
A game, I care more about how about you cut the price of parking? How about you make a beer and not be $13 out of my pocket? How about you have a gambling kiosk built into the seat back in front of me so I can place wagers throughout the game? All of that is way more important.
That's probably coming, Cakes.
Oh, I know it's coming. It's a lock. It's coming. I could rattle off so many more that are more important than a dance.
But there are some people that get upset that traditions change. So the name change has already happened. Look, my wife was a member of the cheerleaders in, I think it was 2004, 2005. Her grandfather was part of the band,
right.
Marching band. So, like, some people value those traditions, and they're going away.
You're talking to the wrong guys.
If a bunch of horny front office guys weren't, you know, taking liberties with the cheerleaders on photo shoots in Central America, then maybe it would still be around.
Don't you feel bad for the girls, though?
No.
Well, how much were they making?
It's not what
nothing.
It wasn't about that. They got
well, they could still
peanuts.
Be on the dance team.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily.
No.
That's
entirely different than cheering.
That's different.
Well, they could try out. Maybe they're good.
It's not entirely different.
Dancing is overrated.
Dancing mostly dance routines.
Dancing is overrated. Everybody knows this. Why is everybody getting all worked up about a dance squad?
You know what dancing is? It's one of the worst things on the planet.
Ding. You nailed it.
All right.
If you watch a dancing show on TV,
it's not fun at all.
Not fun at all.
All right. I'm not going to be scared to say I got size for the cheerleaders. They're hot chicks, and I enjoyed watching them in the stadium. And when we come back from commercial,
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
You're
I have
weird.
No recollection
you are.
Of ever
weird.
Seeing them ever at a game.
Well, you don't
it's
like...
not weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
There's a reason why they
Kidding
exist
me?
In colleges and high schools.
Time.
I would. They,
no,
I have
it's weird
no
to get sized for them. What do you mean you get sized for them?
It's weird to get sized for hot chicks in tight uniforms.
Well, I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Sounds to me like that, somebody might need to watch an Entercom training video.
Does that get you riled up?
No,
I mean,
but
I
liked it.
It's appeasing to the eye,
and they liked it.
Well,
of course.
I mean,
look,
you know
the
what?
Only reason
Blame
it's
the
happening
owner.
Is Cakes nailed it. The only reason it's happening is because of the lawsuits.
Right. Like if the front office donks could have behaved themselves, not acted like animals around the cheerleaders, you'd still have a cheerleading squad.
And
it would still be up and running.
And that was the problem.
Okay. But that's not the case.
Agreed.
Sometimes you can't have nice things, drab t-shirt.
The only time I've ever sort of noticed cheerleaders was when Crick, 30 years ago, was hollering at this redheaded chick for the Wizards.
Oh, he was.
What do you mean hollering?
Before he got, you know, before he got engaged. It might have been right around when he
Oh,
met
so he was
Shannon.
Actually talking to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but EB used to rave about how you wish you would, if you could go back to college, you wish you were a male cheerleader.
Yeah.
EB, you should have seen, I think this was a trip to
spring training,
Florida,
right?
Spring training, and we met like this male cheerleader guy, and EB like asked him a million questions.
Did he get the creepy look on his face? Like, where'd you put your hand?
Yeah. Of course he did.
Yes.
I've never seen a guy more into cheerleaders than EB. And that goes back to when
I
we used to go to Maryland games.
That was when I was
back
in
the day, he would just stare at the Maryland cheerleaders.
All right. Well, hold on. Maybe, that was totally
true?
Different. Because of just
yes,
because
it's
of
true.
The whole, they would do the bit where they hold the girls up there like that. And
right.
That always fascinated
this
me.
This may be insensitive, but I don't care. You know who's going to miss the cheerleaders? The cheerleaders.
Right.
That's about it.
All right, you guys, you haven't been to a game in forever.
That's when not true.
When was the last time you went to a Washington game?
I went to a game three years ago with Brian LaFamina. It was so.
I haven't been.
I got treated like a king. So did my family.
Me too. You didn't notice the 60,000 guys staring at the girls.
I haven't been in 10 years.
Never occurred to me once.
No, because I was up in the suite. I was probably eating caviar.
Drabby, I haven't been in 10 years, and I'm not going to go ever again. So you're right.
That's a separate issue. But if you go to any game, if you go to an Eagles game or something, you know, you go to other stadiums. You're not paying attention to the cheerleaders.
You have them come in here in studio. Remember, they bring us.
We don't have them. They force them on us.
Right. Yeah. You guys come in and say,
yeah, they smell good.
You guys don't know what to say to them.
Yeah, it's because it's always awkward. And
right. They don't know what to say to us.
They're plugging a calendar. It gets weird.
They just
stand there.
Yeah.
And it's always in the last segment. We're just looking to get out of there.
The college cheerleader in college, yes. At the pro level, going to a football game, never.
All right. Well, when
I don't even know where what they do. What do they stand in the corners? Do they put them like a group of
they're
them
on
in
the
sidelines?
Side
they line. Come back.
I don't even know what they
break.
Do.
How do you not see them? Every commercial break, they come back with cheerleaders.
Don't pay attention to them.
Lie. That's a lie. Not every commercial break, Drab T-shirt.
Well, I
they
don't know.
They sprinkle them around
because it was in December where he said, "Hey, have they been doing these artist pictures of the guys' faces all year? Or this week, the first week they've done it, and they've been doing it for over a year."
Yeah, because I just pay attention to the game. Not to the BS.
And by the way, cheer is a completely different than dance.
Right.
JP is trying to say they're the one in the same.
True. No, yeah, but
completely different.
But they can
but generally
dance.
Speaking, they just kind of run around and do dumb stuff.
Completely right. Different. Competitive cheer
like
and dance.
They're not competitive cheer, the Washington right. Cheerleaders.
Well,
they're not competitive cheerleaders.
I know four guys who are going to be missing the first ladies of football when the male dance team comes in.
Oh, really?
Year.
I'm going to be missing that?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know me very well, Draft.
I'm not showing up for that one.
Yeah. I'll spring it on you.
Jason might not miss it because he basically has no testosterone. He kind of admitted that yesterday.
You know what people do during timeouts? This is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Gross.
He's zigging.
I appreciated their efforts.
Oh my God! Give me a break.
I like tradition. And
oh
like
my God!
Yeah, I like tradition too. It's called like Thanksgiving, getting together with your family. That's tradition.
Yeah,
not cheerleaders.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
It's just
with,
not relevant.
Cowboy
tradition.
Cheerleaders.
I don't think it's
so.
Relevant.
To answer your original question, no one cares, JP.
That's
clearly
correct.
You guys
except
are
for Drab and Valdez, they care.
I don't even think Valdez cares.
No,
it's a drab thing.
No,
I feel
bad for the girls.
Well, I feel like
well,
they could just
what?
Be
and
on
I
the
like,
dance
team. And I like, you can't be on the dance team if your cheer is completely
they can
different.
Go try
than
out
dance.
For another team.
He's such a cheer.
You're getting
no,
stuck here.
Go try out for the Wizettes.
Exactly.
You guys wouldn't shut up about a Netflix cheerleading show for 6 months.
I didn't watch one episode.
True, but it was a good doc.
That cheerleading show is so much more interesting than ever watching a First Ladies of Football routine on the sidelines at FedEx Field. Are you kidding me?
Right.
All right. When we come back, we'll shift gears. We'll talk about the Maryland Terrapins.
Cake.
They lose to Northwestern last night, but still should be in good shape for March Madness. We'll talk to Chris Nockey next here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies Comedy Live on 106.7 The Fan. Join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Chris Nocke, color analyst for the Maryland Terrapins basketball team. What's up, Coach?
What's up, boys?
What's up? Man. We're just kicking around. Would it bother you if you never saw cheerleaders on the sideline at games?
Not one iota. Well, exactly. Not at a pro game. Not at a pro game.
Right.
No,
I agree.
It doesn't really impact me.
I think in college, for some reason, you see them more, maybe because it's a smaller venue, especially like at a basketball game, and they're there during all the timeouts. I don't know.
Aren't the cheerleaders in bandy, that's sort of part of the pomp and circumstance of college sports,
yes.
Right?
I feel it totally belongs. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
It's the fabric. It's part of the fabric.
Yeah. But in pro sports, I'm with you. Totally unnecessary. Complete.
Yeah. I'd rather have the guys. What are the guys? The Gymkhana, or the guys that are spinning the plates.
Honestly, something. Here's what's more important. Just make sure the nachos are good. That the nacho cheese is nice. Is perfect consistency.
I'd rather watch the guy bring up his dog and he catches frisbees 50 feet in the air.
Totally. That is entertaining.
Love that stuff.
Yeah, me too. We totally sleep on Gymkhana. There's no question about it. They don't get
is that just
love.
A Maryland thing, by the way? I have no idea.
I think so. That's something, we get treated to some, when we travel, we get treated to some ridiculous halftime shows. The Red Panda, you guys probably all know about her. And, she does the juggling on the unicycle.
Amazing.
Or the ballet. Yeah. Amazing stuff.
Freak.
And, there's a guy who passed this winter, but he did a quick change kind of routine. He and his wife / I don't know if it was wife or girlfriend would change into like 40 different outfits over the course of like an 8-minute segment. It was crazy.
Yeah, right.
But these guys you'd be surprised what they get paid. I think the Panda, for every halftime show she does, I think she makes like $7,500.
Wow.
Oh, she's a rock star.
She's solid.
And it's hotel and airfare, and she's booked like 250 nights of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
What a gig. I just learned to ride a unicycle.
And you know what? And you all wasted money on your kids going to college.
Yeah,
I know.
Dumb.
What a joke. What's the one viral clip that I've seen of, like, I think it's a pro game. I don't know if it's like the Phoenix mascot or whatever, where the cheerleaders or whoever they are, they launch the guy from the three-point line, from the NBA three-point line in the air, and then they throw him an oop, from like the foul line or something, and he dunks it. But he starts.
I think the gorilla does that.
Yeah, have you seen that? That is insane.
That's BYU.
Well, the gorilla's great. The gorilla's great. But, I think that's what you're talking about. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, those guys are insane. Well, listen, we were touching on Maryland. We're starting to get excited again, as they were, Turge doing maybe one of his better coaching jobs this season. And then what is it about Northwestern, Chris? Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like they're always a pain in the ass.
Well, series-wise, Maryland had won 5 straight from them. I think it was just sort
tough,
of
tough, aren't they? Don't they play us tough?
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
They've got a couple pretty good players. These sterile environments are hard for both teams to play in. Mm-hmm. But I just think that it was one of those things where Maryland had 7 days to prepare for I don't. It's hard to say Michigan State is their arch rival, but it's the biggest game in the conference for everybody. And Michigan State's got that big green target on their back, and so yeah. Mm-hmm. Terps spent a lot of collateral, you know, beating Michigan State, and then I just, you know, a little bit of a letdown was inevitable. They just didn't play anywhere close to where they have over the course of the last couple of weeks, which is really disappointing.
Yeah, it looked like Wiggins is the only guy who showed up.
And he did show up. Daryl Morcell played really well, too.
Yeah.
But they had guys, primary guys. You know, they only play eight guys. They really only four guys do the bulk of their scoring. You know, so it's when you're missing one of those cogs, one of those wheels, or and in last night's case, a couple of them were off and not very good, you're going to be a little limited. It was remarkable. They had the ball with 20 seconds to play and an opportunity to win that game, considering the fact that they threw the ball all over the gym and, you know, had a couple of guys play really poorly.
Yeah, did you – I was watching just the very end there, and I can't remember the exact sequence, but I think that was two threes that they took in those last couple possessions. It felt like they had the ball with about 25 seconds left or something, called timeout, and then
yep.
took kind of a yep. quick three, but I know they wanted to get the rebound potentially, but I didn't know that that was necessarily the shot they were – I can't remember who took that first one.
It was Eric Ayala, and so it yeah. was the shot they were looking for. I asked Turge about it on the postgame uh-huh. show, and they got the ball to Daryl Morcell against the zone, and the idea was he penetrates right to the middle and then finds the open shooter. And ideally, in that situation, you find the guy who scored 26 points mm-hmm. in Aaron Wiggins. Now, Ayala right. did a lot of big shots this year. He's played really well. He was open. You took the shot, it just didn't go in, unfortunately. But the play was well-conceived, and they got the look they wanted.
Right.
With that being
right.
said, they beat Penn State in the last game of the year this weekend. They should be fine, even if they lose their first-round game against, you know, whoever they played in the tournament, correct?
Yeah, I think they're – I mean, the strength of schedule is like four.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's crazy how high that is. They've got – some good road wins. Now, you know, this is a weird year. I don't know how the committee evaluates road wins anymore because every game's kind of a road game in this right. environment. But but it does, you know, there is something that goes along with that. And they've beaten some good teams. I mean, you see how good Illinois is. I mean, they just trashed Michigan a couple of nights ago. And mm-hmm. so they've had some good wins in some tough places. So I think they're okay. I think they're just fine right now.
Yeah. Even if they lose the game against Penn State, if they lose to Penn State and then they lose in the first round, you know, maybe the committee has to think a little bit about it, but I think they still get in based on.
Isn't Penn State often a thorn in our side too
yes.
at
yeah.
times?
Yeah. yeah. I would say back to your question about Northwestern, it is far more Penn State than it is Northwestern. And the players don't care for each other in this matchup. There's always a lot of yapping going on. And the games always seem to be sort of a rock fight, tough games. So Maryland up there lost 55-50. It's almost like, you know, they played one half. But so you know, got to pay them back a little bit. But it was a crime against the sport watching a 55-50 game. It was tough to watch.
I bet it was. What's it been like yeah. calling the games in some of these arenas?
Yeah, very weird. Well, first of all, we're not traveling, big fella. We're not traveling at all. We do
you're
the
just
home games.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do the home games from a suite right at midcourt at Xfinity, and then we do the away games. They put us in the press room at Xfinity with a couple of different TV feeds. So we're like you guys. We're without the alcohol. We're just sitting there yelling at a TV set.
Yeah.
You know. So that's basically all it is. But one of the really weird things about being at home watching these games is you can hear almost every word a coach says, especially if he's pissed. And the other night, Izzo, down 11-0, you know, called a timeout in the first 3 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. And he calls his team over to the sideline. And you could hear every single word in that gym. There were 150, maybe 200 people in Xfinity. Mm-hmm. And he just wore his guys out, and there was it wasn't hard to hear it all.
Was he just blistering them?
How many F-bombs does he drop in a timeout?
It is crazy, and I'm a little surprised in this day and age that somebody didn't record it booming through Xfinity, because it was pretty. It was there for everybody to see, and you had a whole bunch of media there, and those guys are closer than I was, and I could hear it. So. I'm a little surprised none of that goes viral sometimes.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will. That would be funny. All right, so the Big Ten in general, you know, it's the strongest conference. You're probably getting, I don't know, call it nine teams from the conference probably get in. But, you know, Michigan is really good. I was very surprised by that that blowout, especially since Illinois didn't have their best player. Iowa's very good. Obviously, they can score. Ohio State, they can play. Wisconsin, especially if they're playing at home, they're very good. So just talk about the strength of the conference and what you expect in the tournament.
I mean, you mentioned those teams, and nobody even seems to realize that Purdue is tied for third in the league right now. You know, and Matt Painter just coaching them up like he always does. Top to bottom, it's crazy. It reminds me a lot of, although there are more teams, it reminds me a lot of the really good ACC years, you know, in the early 2000s, where there's just a lot of good teams. I'm not sure the ACC had the depth of really good teams like this. There are a few teams that really have big weekends ahead. You know, Indiana has to figure out they've been sliding. I think Minnesota's effectively played their way out of the tournament. Mm-hmm. So there are still some really important games to be played. But you know, witness what happened last night at Northwestern. You just never know, man. I mean, every team's got some quality players. There are a bunch of good coaches in the league. And it's just that, you know, on any given night, it's kind of a cliche that these are all just really, really tough games. And you also have to throw in there that the conference bully, you know, I mentioned Michigan State earlier, they've been kicking people's ass for years. And they're, you know, I think they're going to end up playing their way in. They've got two games this weekend. They finish up with Michigan twice, back-to-back. And those guys don't care for each other, that whole Michigan-Michigan State thing. And Michigan State desperately needs one of those games to get into the tournament, to play their way in. And that is something to keep your eye on this weekend, for sure.
I got to tell you that one of the best games I watched over the last week or so, actually all year, was the Baylor-West Virginia game a couple nights ago.
Phenomenal.
And it was just a fantastic game. I mean, there are a lot of NBA players on those rosters, both well-coached, obviously. And that was just a really fun overtime game. Baylor had been struggling because they had the COVID issue, but Baylor's legit. I'd love to see Gonzaga play Baylor. But, man, West Virginia,
I mean,
They were supposed to.
West Virginia's right there. I thought – West Virginia's been involved in some epic games this year. They beat Texas at Texas when they were down 20 in the second half.
Yep.
You know, I mean, so when West Virginia can really score, that league at the top, the Big 12 at the top, is as good as the Big Ten is, I think. I don't think they have the depth of teams that the Big Ten does. That's the differentiator.
100%.
Yep. All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, real quick, JP, mm-hmm. I'm doing a podcast with Gary Williams.
Oh, nice.
Good. Coach's DC podcast. In the last few weeks, we've been able to have Roy Williams, Tom Izzo, Tommy Amaker. We had a Chris Beard from Texas Tech. And it's available wherever podcasts are. And I think it's a pretty good listen, especially when you get Gary doing the get off my lawn thing. It's fantastic.
Nice. That's a must listen.
I love that. I'm going to check that out.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
Bye, boys.
See you,
bye. Thanks.
Good talking to you.
All right, that is Coach Chris Nockey. Remember, we've got Alan May joining us at 9. Coming up next, EB's going to give us an update on his color commentary debut, and we'll get into which sport has the angriest fans here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. By the way, the poll result, the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. 90% say yes, give Ovi that lifetime contract. So,
what's a pretty, like a decent amount of voters, right? I saw early on.
It's closing in on about 1,000. I guess it's at 700 votes. Right now, something like that.
Yeah.
That was from earlier in the show. So, you know, I actually missed your announcement, EB, but
yeah,
gathering it from context, you're going to be doing color commentary for Marist lacrosse games.
Correct.
Because that was the day that I was out.
Yeah.
And so that is coming up for your first game is this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend. And just, you know,
Saturday.
The backstory is it's not something I ever wanted to do. I, you know, even to this moment, I don't really. But, you know, they're not allowing, at this point, they're not allowing spectators. And so I was just like, you know, I'll offer my services as a photographer. I'm willing to help out with the stream. Whatever it takes, I'll help out. And they called my bluff and said, you know, let's run up the flagpole, see if the AD approves and all that. And next thing I know, I'm locked in. Thank God to do color, because I was originally thinking they had no one and I would probably have to do play-by-play. And I told him I've never done called a game before, and I have no desire to. But
and so this is not televised. Is it on a radio network, or is it just a stream?
No, a stream. Well, here's part of my announcement. So they have told me all along that, and I know they have the Red Fox Network, which is their streaming network where they put their games, right? So yesterday when we have our meeting with Coach Wilkes, our preseason meeting, you know, where he gives a state of the union, state of the team, what the offseason's been like.
He had a funky jump shot for the Lakers back in the day.
Coach Wilkes?
Jamal Wilkes.
So we have our little meeting, which, by the way, I'm nervous for, because I just don't, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. It was like there's, you know, a couple of SIDs there. There's my play-by-play guys there. And, you know, I'm just a donk
on
the radio.
So how many guys were on the Zoom?
There was only like 5 of us.
Yeah.
But it was fine. But, you know, I just don't want to do anything wrong. We like to do, you know, penis jokes. You know, that's kind of like my career. And so as we're doing it, I'm like, listen, I'm really thrilled. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm just thrilled to be able to see my kid play in person. I'm going to rely on my man Connor here, who was like an honorable mention Jim Nance Award winner. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy, this is his career. Yeah. So I'm going to rely on him.
Does he call a bunch of different sports at Marist?
Yeah, I think it seems like he really loves hoops.
So he does hoops too? Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'm sure this is just a stepping stone for him. He'll just keep going. I could tell he's super talented already. But so I say, I don't really know what I'm doing here. I could be a homer, right? Because, you know, Red Fox Network. And then the associate AD goes, no. He starts shaking his head, and I go, what? What do you mean? What do you mean I can't be a homer? And then he goes, these games are going to be on most likely the ESPN platform. So they're going to be on, like, ESPN Plus or, like, ESPN 3. He says now it's not 100% sure because they're working out all the details, but the plan is for all the games to be on their ESPN platform, you know, just where they have their local commentators doing each game. And I guess they just want you to be a little bit more even
neutral,
handed
down the middle
than necessarily.
Does that mean no let's go?
I don't
know.
Yeah, you can't.
Your signature
call.
You got to let it go.
I think I'm going to say it anyway. I think, and then because Connor stepped in when I was, I was
well,
just
say
incredulous.
Let's go if the other team scores now.
No, absolutely not.
That.
I will say almost nothing. I will go. That was a pretty nice goal.
It'd be very muted.
Yeah. So, but Connor kind of bailed me out a little bit. He goes, "I'll be the neutral guy. You can
right. If I were you, I would just say every time Detroit Mercy scores this weekend, I would just say they lockbox their way into that goal. The lockbox
exactly.
goal. They got super lucky.
Exactly. So that kind of threw me. Those two things threw me. One, it was that I can't necessarily be the over-the-top homer that I was anticipating being. And two, that it's not just going to be on the Red Fox Network, that it's all the games they're hoping to land on the ESPN platform.
They play nothing but Sanford and Son reruns outside of Marist games on the Red Fox.
Red Fox.
On the Red Fox. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Very old reference. But it's funny. Sorry.
Well, the good thing is, EB, to transition to this other topic, I don't see lacrosse on the list of angriest fans.
Well, we'll find out this weekend.
Shocker, the sport.
That might be the whitest
fans
list, JP.
This is according to Twitter, all right?
Yeah.
There's a study done by onlinegambling.ca. I didn't even know there was a CA.
Nope.
But onlinegambling.ca, and they looked at Twitter posts to try and determine who were the angriest fans, and it turns out golf fans
golf
have the most angry tweets out there.
Are you surprised?
Really?
Everybody's an old angry golf fan, and they're just tweeting.
Well, they're also betting on guys to win their matchups, and if a guy bogeys or hits it in the water when they got cash on them, they're paying.
I don't know how they classify.
What's an angry tweet?
I don't know how they classified, but maybe it's
look at anyone directed at me.
Maybe it's what Jason is talking about, people that have, you know, bets going, and they see missed putts or just joning and firing off at these golfers.
Sure.
Number two was soccer. I mean, you can get that, passionate fan base. Then it went baseball,
those guys are
NFL.
Hooligans.
Baseball's ahead of hockey?
Yes, but hockey was sixth.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
Hockey fans are like cakes. They're
butt
loyal.
Hockey fans, in terms of angry tweets, were tied with Formula One fans and fans of darts.
That's disrespectful.
All right, well,
darts and Formula One are tied with the NHL. Those
now
are. I mean,
now I know the list is a farce.
Darts is not a sport.
Well, no, the thing
I'm
is,
sorry.
The thing that shocks me. You're right, Cakes. The thing that shocks me though is that the NFL is their tweets are half as angry as the golf tweets. Because you would think, like, blind homers go nuts. Like, all the guys that, like, smash their TVs, you know, when the Eagles miss a field goal or something. Or, you know, like, all those viral videos you see of guys going nuts. I would think on social media they go just as nuts, trashing their teams. I know I do when we're losing.
If I was on Twitter, I would just tweet an angry tweet about DeChambeau just missed a one-footer for par.
See, maybe that's what it is.
Well, I'm going to fire off an angry one if my 50-50 matchup in DraftKings does not hit, because I'll be salty.
Hey, for
I'll be salty if that happens.
For a casual golf fan, that, you know, I'm aware of the stories, but I'm not going to watch whatever tournament's happening right now and this weekend.
It's the API, my friend.
They started to hype it up like DeChambeau was going to just dominate the sport, take it over, and win everything. What happened?
Well, I mean, he's not hitting fairways. I mean, he tries to hit the ball 500 yards, and sometimes
he'll be behind the trees. I think he's still experimenting. I think he's getting into that point where these tournaments don't really mean anything. They're kind of like gimmicks for him, right? I mean, they're just like they're practices, and then he's trying to set it up for the majors. Now, it didn't work at the Masters.
Yeah, wasn't he going to hit it,
right?
Like,
it was
to
a big
different
dud.
Hole, different fairway, and come back at the Masters? What happened to that?
Well, I know.
He didn't play
this
well.
This week, Jason, or was it last
that
week?
That sounds like our foursome at the Purple Heart Open. the wrong fairway.
Is this week Bay Hill, or was it last week? I can't remember.
No, it's this week.
It's this week. So did you see the story about what he's planning on doing on the par four, whatever that, where you go around the water? He's just going to hit, he's just going to go over
is that
the
on
water.
Number six?
Six or seven or something?
Yeah,
he's going to, I think he needs like a 330 carry or something. But typically you go around the water.
Right.
And he's just like, F it. I'm going 330 over the water.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, is that a par five or par whatever it is, he's trying to drive the green.
I think
green.
It's a par four.
Is it? Yeah.
I think so.
Anyway, I kind of get what you're saying, driving. EB. I would think that the NFL fans would be
the
angrier.
At least here in America.
Maybe they just love it so much that they're less angry, but the golf fans get bitter.
I can see why.
That's a weird twist. If gambling comes in, but all gamblers get bitter.
I'm surprised that hockey isn't higher on the list, but I can see it with golf fans.
Because golf fans are older. They're angrier.
Yes, I do have a theory, actually.
All right.
I think I don't think it's gambling bitterness. I think it's just kind of how like fans on Twitter will like point out bad drops or rules infractions and stuff like that.
Bunch of narcs.
I think it's like a part of being vigilant. Does that make sense?
Isn't it also, too, that everyone also lashes out and goofs on people when they miss a three-footer, when anyone can miss a three-footer, because it's the hardest game in the world?
And then, I noticed a lot of people hate the coverage of golf, especially, you know, on CBS, stuff like that. So I think that might have something to do with it, but I don't see that many people arguing about
golf. Do you think NFL fans are psycho? Like,
I think, you know what, I think any fan is a psycho. if you're super passionate about something.
Yeah, but like Cakes won't trash the Caps. He won't do it. He's incapable.
He's done it before.
Incorrect.
He did it before the Stanley Cup run.
He loves them. Cakes threw a hissy fit when you even mentioned Ovi leaving Washington.
Yeah, he gets all upset if you criticize the Caps. He doesn't think it's nice to criticize the Caps.
He was
very loyal to the Caps.
He was ready to trade the whole team when they were down 2-0.
I was ready to trade Brad Beal like 4 years ago.
We all were.
I'm ready to get rid of everybody at the drop of a hat.
And by the way, it's a par 5.
Oh, is it a par 5?
Par 5, yeah. Is he gonna go? Is he gonna actually do that today?
He probably can't.
The way?
He can't do it unless the wind's right at his back.
We'll have to find
out. He tried in his practice round,
and it didn't work.
He started on the back, so I don't know, another couple of hours.
Yeah, I mean, if he couldn't do it in the practice round, I don't see him do it in the regular tournament.
All right. Speaking of the Caps, we are going to talk a little Caps hockey. They get a win last night against the Bruins. They play them again tomorrow night. Alan May covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. He joins us every Thursday at 9. He's next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.